So, but all the time, this whole story and all this entire thing was happening, I had a sense that of watching it, you know, of observing it, of noticing it, of becoming the witness. And I think learning, one of the things I learned from listening to so many of these great teachers and these great people is how to become the witness to your life. How to, like, not so much identify with the stuff that is going on. You're always going to chop wood. There's always going to be problems. You know, we're never going to end marital strife. There's always going to be things that we're going to disagree on. We're not going to end financial difficulties, struggles that we go through. We're not. Those kinds of things are just a part of the human condition. We work. We carry water. We chop wood. We do these kinds of things. But it's not like you're going to find enlightenment. There's a Talopa, who was a 10th century Sufi, who said that enlightenment means to have a mind that is open to everything, but attached to nothing. Open to everything, but not attached. Detached from all of the outcome, from all of the stuff that's going on out there. And if you can learn how to cultivate just that one simple thing, to start to watch, to start to notice, to start to become the observer in your life. And even though you can't separate them, there is a oneness to all of it, of course. But when you start to stand back, and I was saying, you know, you really are doing something pretty silly right here, and you're getting it, and it's like, poor Wayne, what a slob he is. I mean, he can't even fix a simple, I mean, I realize this, but I'm able to watch it and laugh about it. And as you're able to do this, you start to cultivate more of an attitude of, there's more to me than the pettiness that is going to be the problems that I'm going to encounter. And in our culture, in our world, we see an enormous amount of rage. We see people who are so identified with all of the stuff out there that has happened. And so many people don't know how to go here and get quiet, get peaceful. One of the people that I wrote about in this book was Blaise Pascal. Blaise Pascal was a great philosopher, but he was also a scientist. You had to remember Pascal's law, and you had to read about pressure and learn about all of that stuff in your physics class or in your chemistry classes or whatever. But he was also a great thinker, and he said, all of man's troubles stem from his inability to sit quietly in a room alone. We don't know how to get quiet. We don't know how to get peaceful. We don't know how to go within and summon that force within us, our connection to our source, because so many of us are separated from our source through the ego, through this identification with all of the stuff that's out there happening. And so many of these teachers spoke about this quality of the soul, this quality of spirit, this quality of being more than just what you notice, more than what you observe. So, to me, there's something called mastery, living at the highest level. Many of these people that I admire so deeply that I wrote about and I speak about here today had qualities in their life that reflect something called mastery. And this thing called mastery has in it what I think of as four pathways. I was speaking in Chattanooga, Tennessee, a couple of years ago, and a man who brought me there to give a talk for the United Way there, to raise funds there, handed me a book at dinner. And he said, read this book. It's a book that I think you'll get a lot out of. It's a golf book. I said, golf? I don't golf. I don't know anything about golf. I'm not interested in it. He said, no, it's not about golf. It's something I think you'll really value. It's called The Legend of Bagger Vance. And so I took it home, and I started reading it, and I got really intrigued with it. And it takes place in 1931. It's a novel. It takes place back in 1931, and it's a fictional kind of story of Bobby Jones and Walter Hagen and another golfer. Two of the greatest golfers who ever lived, who were having this golf tournament someplace in the South. And the caddy was giving advice, all right? And Bobby Jones was asking the question of the caddy, who was really like this enlightened master. It's sort of